Welcome to the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Kevin.
Yay. We are just a trio today.
Yes.
But that's okay.
But that's okay. It's appropriate for episode three.
Oh, yeah, we killed him. He's gone now.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, it's appropriate for episode three.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's why we did it.
Yeah.
Can't have four people on episode three.
What about episode four?
We'll find someone else. Someone that will come.
Yeah.
They will come.
Yeah.
We have ways of making them talk.
So, I was booping on the interwebs yesterday, and I found someone who had linked to a company in Washington, D.C., who has this big-ass 3D printer. And if you go to their like sewing shop, they'll take like a body scan of your body and then print out from like your upper thigh to your neck so you can use it as a body form for yourself. And it costs like $500. How much did mine cost?
That thing, the one like that you 200? Have, Sasha? Sasha's about $200.
Yeah, so that seems reasonable, actually. Well, I thought it would cost a lot more than that.
Yeah, so would I. I mean,
the amount of whatever
material. And time.
The 3D,
plastic,
yeah.
Whatever kind of plastic they use.
Yeah. And then they wrap it, like, in a fabric so you can, like, you know, pin it and stuff like that. But I think it's, if you had the funds and you were in that area, I'm sure other shops have it, too. I just saw that one. But
yeah, but the size of that thing is pretty difficult.
It's pretty big,
is it heavy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the other thing is, like, is it hollow or is
Yeah, it's gotta
it's
be
gotta
hollow.
It's gotta be
hollow.
Yeah, yeah. It's not gonna be, like,
because it would take a long time to print if it was solid.
It'd be so heavy. It'd be, like, as heavy as your body. Like,
yeah, so it would not be able to move around very
No.
elegantly.
Okay, fine. That's a lot more reasonable than I was thinking, too.
Well,
I
was, yeah. I didn't
really think about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
$500 hollow.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, yeah, like, I thought it was gonna be, like, $1,000 or something more, like, out of reach. I mean, 500 is out of reach for people too, though. But
yeah, but I mean, well, considering it's double the price of a regular dress form,
right?
And it matches your dimensions.
Yeah, because that's a big problem when they don't.
Well, the boobs are always an issue.
Yeah, mine has a bra stuffed with fabric on it, so I pretty much made my own 3D model.
Yeah, you made your own 3D.
Yeah, because that was the only problem for me was the boobs.
Yeah, my dress form has no boobs. And then I get surprised when I put my outfits on. I'm like, this looks different. Like, it's, why is it wrong?
Well, the advantage of these ones, the ones that you have, is they're adjustable. So if you lose weight, gain weight.
Well, that's the one I have. A lot
changes.
Of people just have the dress form that doesn't move.
Oh, this isn't standard issue.
That's weird.
Adjustable one? Okay.
Fine. I have that too.
You have the adjustable
it's
one?
I mean, out to max right now.
So is mine. It's like, I think a lot of people, I'm not saying a lot of people have those,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people have the regular that are just static, like they don't move. But I know a lot of people do that like duct tape method where like you wrap yourself in plastic and then you duct tape it and then you like put it over your dress form so it'll match like the way your curves actually. Because I don't have like hips, but like my Sasha has hips. And I'm like,
Sasha's got it going on.
Sasha is amazing.
Yeah. She knows. She's staring at
us. The perfect,
always
perfect shape.
Yeah, she kind of is. But
yeah.
So, like, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, if I had $500 to spare, I'd probably actually go. I'd probably be horrified when they printed it out and gave it to me. I'd be like, my body looks like.
Oh, oh yeah, that could be an issue.
That's not like that, is that?
Yeah, yeah. It's like doing a 360 around your own body, and you're just going, oh my god. But yeah, I thought it was a good idea because fitting clothes sometimes is.
Well, making clothes, nothing seems to really translate that easily. So it
like
was hard to like hold it up to your own body.
Right.
So having that,
yeah,
thing to reference to has definitely helped. Even one with just
padded boobs.
It.
So you just put a bra on it and then like
yeah,
made the
and
bra
then
pull.
I just kept measuring it until it matched my measurements.
Hmm. Yeah. I guess I should do
so
that.
I just did that. And
I'm
it
just
works.
Too lazy. Or I don't want to, like, actually look at how big my boobs are opposite of me.
You would not want that 3D model made. So don't do that.
Yeah.
We'll just...
I'll just pretend my boobs...
One step at a time. We'll
yeah.
put some boobs on the model.
We'll put, like, B cups. And then I'll pretend
I'm pretty sure
fine.
Sasha's probably a B cup already.
Sasha's like an A.
Nah, I don't know. about
She's pretty small. No, they don't, like, come out.
We'll put a reference to what Holly has here in the link below so you know what we're looking
measurements. At. Yeah, we'll compare it. My boobs will stick out, like, a foot from Sasha's. Just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's how 3D printing's coming, though. That's cool. I'm expecting people to start 3D printing their cosplays here pretty soon.
They've already have.
I mean, they already have, but
the dresses and stuff.
Not a lot of people have
accessories
because it's
an armor.
Like the armor and masks and.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's cool, but
I should go get mine again. Go get it back from the guy that
left. He is long gone.
I know.
He like lent his 3D printers. Some guy on Craigslist was like,
not Craigslist. It was Reddit. It was R Seattle, and he was just like, "Does anybody have one I could borrow?" And I was like, "Okay." Kevin, I mean, I wasn't using mine for
Kevin built one, so yeah, it wasn't like a fancy one. But he was like, "Oh," and he gave it to the guy, and it's been like 2 years now.
Yeah,
there's no way he
either. Could ask him.
No,
I don't know.
What was his name? Like August. Augustus.
Oh, I shouldn't say names on the podcast. Oh, that's all right.
We'll bleep it out.
Calling them out. Was it the kind of 3D printer that could print a 3D printer?
Yeah, it was a 3D printer printed from a 3D.
That's what he was trying to do, I thought.
Yeah, he should have just printed a new one.
Well, there were a couple broken pieces with it, and I was just too lazy to fix it. So I was just like, I don't want to spend the time or money to fix this thing.
What if he was too lazy to fix it?
Well, that's what I
was saying. He's just sitting in his closet.
Right. Because that's what happened. I mean, I printed it. I got it like 95% working. And then there were just like two parts that were not working. And I just needed to order it and fix it.
They're not too expensive anymore, right?
Like about $1,000.
That's not, I mean.
I mean, well, the sheer size. The sheer size. You can only print like 16 by 16 by 16.
That's enough. Her face isn't 16 by 16 by 16.
That's a big one. I don't know, but I think that's
a big face.
Because the machine that I printed my machine on, whoops, I keep punching. I punched it. Okay. The one that I printed mine on was, I think, 4x4x4 was the biggest you could print on it.
Hmm.
4 inches.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's too small.
Yeah.
That's not.
That was a couple years ago.
Face.
Well, you could make like a bunch of little pieces.
Right, and put it together.
Yeah.
I bet it would still be awesome.
My question is, does it take away from the crafting of cosplay?
You have to program that shit.
Right, you have to build it in the program.
You have to make it in CAD. I mean,
that's
the hard part.
It's different art.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. So it's a computer art and not a physical.
Yeah, and what you do on the computer can easily be translated into your hand. It's just not as precise, right?
Well, people do the, they make it on those programs, and I don't know about CAD. I don't know about CAD, but there's another one that I had found. It's, I don't know what it's called right now, but you can like make your thing and it prints it out
on paper
and then you fold it and tape it so it makes like a 3D object, and then you can like base like your Warbla or whatever off of that 3D, so you like know how to make it in 3D, and then you can make it. I've seen people do it, or they resin over it, so it's the shape's already there and they can just add resin.
That's a good idea. I never thought about that.
Yeah, actually. And it was only for PC, and now that we have a PC, I can actually download.
You know, what's fun about cosplay for me is not having it just laid out that way. It's kind of
like figuring it out,
picking up materials and being like,
"Yeah,
oh yeah, I can do this."
And then it breaks,
and then doing it,
yeah.
And then being like, "Whoa, what?"
Right, like your horns,
the magic.
Your horns. What was the name? The character's name.
Flemeth.
Yeah, Flemeth. I don't even know how you did that. You were like,
I don't even
you were
know
like,
how
I don't
did
know
that.
How I did it. I just like woke up and I had horns in my wig.
Well, yeah, because it basically was just like hacking holes in the wig and sticking the whole thing through it and just being like. But yeah, it took me a while to.
What were the horns made out of?
In my head. I don't remember. What were they made out of?
I think they were foam. I thought.
Like, I just remember you. They? I just remember you talking to me and being like, "I don't know how to put the horns in the wig." And then we saw you like 2 weeks later, and the horns were in the wig.
And she's
we're
like, "How'd you do that?" And I'm like, "I just did it." So when it gets down to the wire, you're just kind of like, "There's no more. Will I or won't I?
Right.
Will it work? No,
you just have to do it."
Was that the Dragon Age character?
Yeah, that was the.
Yeah, that one turned out really well.
It did. You pulled that one out of. I don't know where you. Like you were just like
me
done.
Either. Yeah, so that was another thing. Was like, you have all this armor to make. Okay, you could buy an $80 sheet of Warbla, but then it would be look perfect and yeah. So
but I got you on, just I buy got a you bunch on the Warbla
crazy
train, though, right?
Shit. But I still haven't bought any. But I do want to play with
it's
it.
It's a little easier than
it's probably
like,
a lot easier than what I did.
Than foam, yeah, foam because you have like hold it into a place and
yeah.
So speaking of your cosplay, how's your what, I can't remember her name.
Oh, Miss Fortune.
Miss Fortune Arcade.
Arcade skin version. Well, I went to Value Village and Goodwill, which is where I always start out.
What were you looking for?
For the clothing parts. So like a skirt? Just wearing clothing. Yeah. And I knew the skirt, it's like flat and then little pleats.
Yeah.
And I knew I wanted to get one that I could like bleach and then paint.
Ooh.
Because I was like, if I make it...
It's pink though, right?
It's purple. Okay. It's like purple checks. And then she wears this little like halter little thing and then this little jacket. And then like a white bra, which I haven't bought the white bra yet. But I'm just going to wear a bra as a shirt. And I actually found the little... I should have brought them. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I actually found the two articles of clothes. I found a little orange vest.
Oh.
A little orange vest that looks just like her vest. And I found this little like jean halter little thing.
Like a jacket?
That I'm gonna bleach and dye pink and put big stars on it.
Oh my god.
So far I have like clothing parts. But the skirt I could make. The hat's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
I already...
Because it's like mushroomy a little bit, right?
Yeah. So yeah. I just have to look on cosplay, whatever that website is, and just
cosplay.com.
See whatever materials people use. Because it was just like a stiff material to use. And then paint it.
You should see what people use for like their like Mario hat. Because it kind of looks like a Mario
hat. It is a Mario hat. Yeah. And then she has the little Game Boy. And I'm watching that on eBay.
You were bidding on that.
Yeah, so but I want one that works now.
I feel like you could find one at Goodwill.
Or a pawn shop.
That's true, a pawn shop. Because I also was looking for Nerf guns for her guns.
Oh.
So I have on eBay.
I feel like Goodwill would be good for Nerf guns.
Well, I couldn't find two of the same.
Ah.
And so because I went to the two different ones and I was like, okay, remember what was here, remember what was there. It was two of the same. Because I wanted ones that look pretty darn close to what she has, so I can just modify, like fill it in with
you paint
just
them, right?
Kind of clay or something, and then paint over it.
Yeah.
And there's some on eBay that look pretty close, so I think I'm just going to do that. But what I found out is that our friend, the beautiful Yaya Han, did her.
Did she? Oh no!
And so she looks perfect, and so I felt all sad.
Felt sad.
But she looks just way too amazing.
I hate when I'm doing. I mean, that character is really popular, but
yeah,
like I hate when I think I'm all cool and I find a character and I'm like, I've never seen
it. Well, it came out of nowhere. But yeah. I knew League of Legends. I knew it was gonna it was gonna be popular. But
I don't think I've ever seen the arcade version of her. I've seen the regular version.
Yeah, the pirate.
Yeah. But I don't think I've personally seen the arcade version in person. So I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, because I just wanted to be cute and have fun.
Yeah. But like I was saying, like I'm like when I look at like Terra or Aeon and I'm like, oh, that's really cool outfit, and I'm like, no one's cosplayed as that. And then like as I'm building it, all these cosplayers are already finished and they're all like really hot and like super sexy and like everything's like amazing, and then I'm like, I don't wanna do this. Like I get
so
discouraged.
Working
on your place? Oh yeah. Yeah, I haven't in a while.
Have it done. Or you're like
eight, Anime Expo?
9 years out. So Anime Expo this year?
That's the goal, I guess.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Because it's a big one, and I can just blend in if it looks bad. No one will know. Except the people I take pictures of. And probably when we do the podcast.
I know, you'll be taking pictures, and they'll be like, ooh.
What is going on?
What is this business?
Yeah. So I have to make sure I can like squat in it and stuff, like move around a little bit. Otherwise,
some deep lunges.
Yeah, no, I gotta like. There's one where it's like only leggings. I'm pretty sure I can do that because that's just like easy. But speaking of cons, we booked the Chicago. We're going to one in Chicago in May, and then the week after we're going to Fanime in San Jose.
You guys are nerds.
Back to back.
You're the one that got me into this. It's your fault. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
If it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't even be doing this shit. So, Kevin, you can blame her. And
for all the costs
for all your unhappiness. Yeah. But so Fanime, when Anime Expo release the hotel blocks, and so Fanime does that too. But when Fanime does it, it's like the end of the world. So like everybody, because like there's only a certain amount of hotels in San Jose. There's not that many. And so everybody, and they crash the site, and like it sells out. All the hotels, like the good hotels, the ones in the immediate area, sell out in like 5 minutes.
Because there's a bad part of San Jose.
Is there? Mm-hmm. What is it?
San Jose. I don't know what word it is.
Are you thinking of like Oakland?
It's kind of like a dichotomy. Like, it's like woo, and then.
Well, that's kind of how it is everywhere, though, right?
Yeah, but I bet everyone wants the woo hotels.
Oh well, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But so Kevin and I missed that by like 5 months ago.
Oh, so we don't have, we well, didn't have a
it
hotel. Happened.
So right, so Kevin and I were like, we can't deal
is
with
there
that
a tent city.
Yeah, we can stay in a tent.
Yeah,
just like camp in front of the convention center.
Can you just put up a tent?
Just like it's public, right? Well, the Seattle know. One's like public, like you are. Can just sleep in there.
I don't know about that.
Well, because it's 24 hours anyway. It's 24 hours. So people just go into a gaming room and just sort of like conked out.
That yeah, that's what that girl, a girl we worked with, did that. She
so
is fell asleep
like
in
that.
Some,
because if it is, then you guys should just do that.
But I'm telling you the story.
Oh, okay.
So that happened like a while ago, and I woke up one day and I was like, "Welp, there goes that." We weren't even ready. Like, we weren't even for sure if we were going yet. So yesterday, I'm like, "Okay, I gotta fucking book this place because it's almost February," and go on. So last year we didn't book through the hotel block either. We booked by the airport. And there's this Courtyard Marriott. We can take the light rail from the Marriott to the convention center. It's really fast and it's really easy. So I'm like, and last year was $109 a night. And that was a really good deal for that area.
Yeah.
And so I go on there. I'm like, yeah, we're going to book with the Courtyard Marriott. So I go on their stupid website. $300 a night. I don't tell Kevin. I don't tell Kevin what any of this costs. Like, I don't say anything. It just happens. I'm like, well, that's not happening. and then I look.
That's fun.
And then I look at the other hotels in the area by the Courtyard Marriott, and they're all like $200. Like, they're all shitty ass hotels, like Motel 6, and it's like $200 because the whole town is just like.
Should you tell
me
you're
out.
On a business trip?
Huh?
Tell them you're on a business trip,
and it
then they'll charge you more.
Yeah, what?
Like, oh, the business. Oh, yeah, company credit card, no big deal. You write it off.
So in the end, we tried Airbnb. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. So if you have like an extra space, so you could actually use Airbnb if you really wanted. So let's say like Kevin and I had a second bedroom, we could like post our second bedroom on Airbnb, and people can. Like, if they're visiting Seattle, can, like, rent out the second bedroom for a...
In their apartment.
Yeah, for a
There's
price.
There's people in that do their whole apartments.
Yeah,
yeah, okay, so exactly. So we didn't want to rent a room. We wanted to rent the whole, like, place because, we like, sharing with other people is weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm not into that.
Well, I mean, we were looking at a place in Vancouver, and the guy was like, oh, you can have the bedroom. I'll just sleep on the couch.
Yeah, he was like, it was really modern, like, really amazing apartment. And he was like, yeah, you'll be sleeping in my bedroom. And I'll be sleeping on the couch. And I was like, I'm not into that like, at all. I'm not doing that. I was reading it. We were cracking up. But anyways, so I'm looking in San Jose, and I finally found one. This guy's like renting. He's like a guest house. So we're just renting out his guest house. And it's like it's like $120 a night.
Still more than last year, though.
It's still more
relatively
than last year.
Cheaper than everything else around there right now.
But
it's
when
still...
when you look at $300 a night and then you look at $120 a night, your brain goes, "Okay, that's fine. I'll take it." It was $300 a night for San Jose.
Capitalism. It's best.
Yeah. It was painful. I was, wow. But whatever, we got it done.
Yeah.
It's there now. Airbnb.
Give it a try if you need to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
This episode
now
sponsored
pay,
by.
Now pay us money, Airbnb. Right. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I'm kind of an awkward person, though. Whatever.
You're going to burn down that guest house.
Yeah, I am.
Poor
they're
guy.
They're just going to wake up one day and it's going to be gone.
Just gone. We steal it. The whole guest house.
Yeah. It didn't even have an updated TV. It had like a tube TV.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
We don't watch TV, though. I mean, it has free internet, though. Oh, Rebecca's offended by the tube TV. She's looking at me like...
I didn't know what that was supposed to mean.
I know. What are those? I haven't seen one in a long time.
That's weird.
Hashtag gentrified. Jeez.
Hashtag modern people. Gosh. So I was booping on DeviantArt, and I got to thinking... Because I look at cosplay pictures, obviously. What else am I going to look at? And there's this weird divide. So everybody uses, like most people use Photoshop on their images, let's be real. Whether it's like just adjusting colors,
liquefying
or whatever, or to the extreme of like changing the whole destination of where the cosplayer is standing. So I don't know, you've seen some, right? And I know you have because I show you everything. But like, what do you think about like compositing or completely changing like where that, like the one I was showing Rebecca earlier, there was like this girl and she was on a mountaintop and it was not, it didn't look bad, but it wasn't the right perspective per se. You knew it wasn't real. What do you think? I mean,
go. It's cheesy.
It's cheesy. You think it's cheesy?
It's like a postcard.
Cheesy.
Wish you were here.
Like, that's what she's doing with her sword. Wish you were here. The one like busting through the window. Wish you were here.
It's cheesy on its own, but I mean, when you turn it into that overly, I mean, those pictures we're looking at, they look like they were out of a video game. See, video games now that look so perfect in right. themselves, and then you have a picture of a cosplayer and it looks like they're from a video game.
Isn't that what they
the
want,
the art though? Of cosplay, like, what it is not the same as that. So it,
does it remind you, does it make you think it's more like a painting then, or something?
It just looks like a completely different type of art. But maybe, for me, cosplay is about making that outfit and having it look, I don't know.
Yeah.
When it looks super like that, it's not like it's that person anymore. It's, you right. know, it's kind of just...
It's like a 3D.
But what if they drop it into the context of that person?
Well, they all are in the context of that.
Well, yeah, because
the
person's going to be like, that's me. And you're going to be like, oh. It's kind of like those cosplayers where you don't want to take a picture of them because they're wearing a mask. And so the human element...
Is gone. Yeah.
And you're like, okay, this person looks perfect. They're in this perfectly constructed armor. Everything's just perfect. But I don't want a picture of them because I can't see their face. It's kind of like that. It's like, okay, it's perfect looking, but it's just a perfect looking computer generated image. Well, how hard
I see
is
what
that?
You're saying. Yeah. No, I have that problem. Like, I think as humans, we want to connect with other human faces. And so, like, when I go to a con, I'm like, well, that's really, like, amazingly made. Like, I could never do anything like that. But I'd rather have someone, like, with their face.
In an amazingly made cosplay. Yeah. And then you take, you know, a really nice picture of them. It's not because you think they're in that anime or that video game. It's
like, you
because
know
they made
not.
This,
yeah.
you know, and you yeah. can take a nice picture of them.
Yeah.
But it's not because you're, it's, yeah, it's kind of separating itself from itself. And it just looks lame. On top of that,
sometimes,
and everyone's just grinding their teeth and going, "You don't know, you don't know." But that's just—it's
just an opinion. That's okay. Obviously, some people like it. There are those that wouldn't exist.
That's true.
But
that is true.
Yeah, like I don't. I go back and forth. Like sometimes I'm like, "Oh, that looks cool," and then sometimes I'm like, "No, that's just
yeah,
it's
but
just
why
a cop out."
Sometimes cool? I think, yeah, because when you go, "Oh, that looks cool," like.
But then that's the instant yeah. reaction. And then I really look at it and I go, what's going on here? The ones I showed you were a little more special because they were like actually action-y. Some of them, it's just like someone's like standing there, like just doing like nothing. Like they're kind of like, eh. And then like the photographer will like put them on a different background. And I'm like, is that a cop out? Because this person was just standing there and the background was probably like awful.
Yeah, which kind of takes down the photography art of it.
Right.
Too,
there's that supposed to be which I get to. Kind of angry about as yeah. a photographer sometimes. What do you think, Kevin? You're just silent.
Yeah,
Rebecca
well,
and I.
I mean, well, Rebecca's covering a lot of the topics that I was, well, a lot of the same ideas
well, yeah,
that I was saying is
because I was told to do that.
Uh huh. Exactly.
Yeah, I told Rebecca to talk today. I said no excuses.
Well, that's why we also killed the fourth person.
Yeah, so Rebecca could talk more, and she's right. doing great. I think Kyle was holding you back.
Yeah.
Was he?
No, it really depends on what cosplay means to you. Like, to Rebecca, it's all about the outfit and the craftsmanship and the time put into it. To other people, it doesn't even matter what it is. They're just there for the attention. And the attention factor is the Photoshop factor, too, right? I mean, the whole reason they wanted to cosplay,
cool.
exactly,
yeah.
is to look different or get attention, and then you drop it in a background, looks better, gets more attention. Like,
because I mean, I've seen some amazing images that are just like just photography,
right?
You know, like they use flash and obviously there's some Photoshop. Like there, like no one, like very few people. I know people that do, but very few people just don't Photoshop it. Because otherwise, you know, it's like not saturated enough. It's kind of plain.
Well, the photography that's a whole nother discussion.
I know,
on
but
itself.
I'm just saying, there always most of the time is some Photoshop going on in a situation, but. I've seen some amazing ones that how about use less.
We generalize and say adjustments. There are adjustments. Okay,
adjustments.
So we're not plugging Photoshop like crazy right now.
Well, it's like the only program.
There's a lot. Was it there.
People use PaintShop Pro still? Man, I used to love PaintShop Pro.
Corel Draw.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I was looking at some, and there was these ones in, you know, in a forest, and it was just natural, and I was like, that's beautiful. You don't need to do fake explosions or fake fireballs, and like, fire is impossible to replicate. Let's stop trying to Photoshop fire. You can't make your own fire unless it's really there, then you can, but it makes me angry.
You can take pictures of fire and then drop it in on another.
That's what
picture.
I'm saying. You can create it, like you can take a picture of a fire and then like put it over it, but I've seen a lot of, you know, like there's like purple flames going on, and I'm like
I think you might even be guilty of a purple flame. I'm thinking
I have
back,
no purple flames.
Thinking back to KatsuCon.
Tell me about a purple flame I have.
Where's the exact location of this purple flame?
Yeah, where's the purple flame?
I feel like it was at one of the KatsuCon flame. Pictures that we took.
Where's the purple flame?
I know we did white eyes. That was
a request of the cosplayer.
Mm.
It was.
Because contacts don't work out sometimes.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And some people some people can't wear them. And she said, if you can, this character has whited out. I don't know.
I thought it was that character.
Oh no, we used a purple flash in her book.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
And her skin was purple.
Right.
Yeah. No, I have never and I never will use a purple flame. That I'm just saying right now. There will be no purple flames coming out of this Photoshop.
All
right. Snap.
I just told you. Yeah. Anyways. That's it.
I forgot. I had somewhere to go. Oh, cornea implants. Sorry.
What do you mean? Cornea implants?
Cornea implants. I don't know. Contacts. I don't know if you saw the story or not, but there was in South America, they have implants where they like put... Not a cornea, an iris or something, and they can change, like, it's like a plastic almost, and it just goes, it's like a permanent contact, so it goes under between your eye and your eye. What is this called again? The
pupil.
No, the colored part of your
eyeball.
Eye.
Eyeball.
Iris, I thought.
No, the iris is the opening. Oh. Whatever the colored part of your eye is. Anyway,
now
sound really used. I know. That's okay. Technical. Someone will correct us. Yes. But they insert, like, a plastic colored sheet between the two things so it can change the physical color of your eye.
So this girl had dark brown eyes and they were bright blue.
Yeah, she did bright blue. And there was a video of them removing one of those because it was like causing an infection or something. Oh, no. Yeah, oh, it was the most disgusting thing yeah. I've ever seen in my life.
I couldn't even watch it.
And
I had no
like
interest.
As soon as they pulled out the implant, like you could see there were like holes and tears in the colored behind
You're
their eyes.
You're making everybody collectively barf right now.
Good.
Was she blind?
They said she was okay.
She was well, but she had severe eye damage at that point. I mean, you're not going to be back to 100%, but yeah.
But they said she wasn't blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Always get your contact from a certified
and don't inject
dealer.
Them into your
Yeah, don't inject don't get the plastic
There's
surgery.
Crazy shit going on. I saw a picture of a girl with a smile surgically.
What?
That's a thing in Korea right now or somewhere. Or this smile.
I'm scared right now. I'm like scared. Like, gosh.
Yeah, there's some intense shit going on.
I think so. The problem with your contact lens that you ordered,
I think it was
too big.
14.5.
That's too big.
The curvature was like a 6, and I needed like a 4 or something. Or
8.6.
It was something slightly different, and I guess I didn't think. My eyes were so weird. I didn't know.
Kevin is an 8.8, and he put an 8.6 in his eyeball, and it hurt.
Yeah, it was it was like that much. It was like a 0.2 off or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was unbearable. Like, I couldn't even, and you shouldn't put something in your eye that hurts anyway and fight through it. But that is something I would do. Like, I would do that. Like, I know I would do that, but no, I couldn't. And then it was like, you would blink, and it would kind of pop out like
that's what happened
bubble
to mine.
Out anyway so it wasn't even an option but I was sad because they were yellow
you needed that yellow perfect. You should try again
I forgot what we were talking about.
Cosplay contacts.
Oh yes.
So get a 14.
Yeah, the exact.
And
as your prescription.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they didn't have it. They didn't have the color.
I know. Sometimes you get a
website, but I guess they.
There's a lot of different.
Yeah.
I just went to that one. That's where we get ours from. I have a 14.
Because I wouldn't go to one unless.
Oh, there's someone else has tried it.
You had tried it first. Oh. If you go blind, then I won't try it.
Good to know.
If you don't go blind, I'll try it. That's kind of
okay. The standard. So I'm the guinea pig here.
Yeah.
And I have a 00 prescription, so.
Yeah, Miss Perfect Eyes.
I was actually trying to order contact from Pinky Paradise, and they didn't have 00. They had all the,
Really?
The minus. And I was like sitting there going, this is the only time where a person with good vision has just been like, nope.
That's awesome.
Usually it's the opposite. Like, you can't find your prescription.
A cool site.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really reasonably priced.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And they do a lot of free shipping a lot. So.
You get a cute little case.
Yeah, the little animal cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to sponsor us or help us out, please use the link below for Pinky Paradise. But really, no, it does help us. It helps us get to more conventions, do more coverage, all that fun stuff. Help fund the website.
So, you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help us out.
This episode brought to you by
Not brought to anybody.
Pinky Paradise affiliate link.
Or Amazon, if you have anything to buy from Amazon.com.
Get out of here. Anyways.
Good job.
Uh-huh. See?
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, if people want to help us out but don't want to, like, donate money to us directly, that's, you
we
know,
don't even
use
have
the
a
links.
Donate button.
I know we don't.
Just, yeah.
I'm working on that. I'll even work on that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Be coy.
Yeah. Slot. Oh, you want those contacts?
Yeah.
It comes with a cute animal case.
It does. Mm-hmm. Or
and a free gift, which is, they always just say free gift, and it's always the stupid, like, hair. Did you get one?
Yeah, it's in my medicine cabinet.
It only, okay, it might work on your head, but
yeah, it works.
I've decided it only works on Asian hair.
I have Asian hair.
Asian hair is a special, like, breed. Like mine, okay. So I
looks
put
like
it,
this.
I put it in my hair, and it holds it back. It's like a, I don't know what, it looks like Velcro, and it just, like, holds your hair back.
Yeah, that's a very good description.
It's just like Velcro. And it held it back, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then when I tried to, like, take it out, it just, like, pulls my
hair. That's the point.
No, but it, like, makes it all crazy. Yours, we put it in, and it stays in, and then we pull it out, and it goes, it just, like, doesn't even, like, because your hair is so silky, just naturally silky and, like, nice, it just doesn't even, like, grab onto it. It just goes, okay, off. Like, mine's, like, thin and, like, angry, and it's like, and, like, wraps itself around the little pad. So I don't use them. I just give them to Kevin, and Kevin uses them all the time.
Not all the time.
All at one time?
No, just, I think we've used two, actually, at one point. I don't know. Kevin's hair is getting
sideburns there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting long.
Kevin's hair getting long.
Do something.
He's
going to
do the ponytail.
I'll do a ponytail.
Yeah.
We saw
just
a guy.
Just a little top knot?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe,
cute.
Either that or do the full Steve Aoki.
He wants Steve Aoki hair.
down
I don't know
chest.
How I feel about that. I'd rather you try the ponytail, see how it goes.
That's fine. It's almost there. It does a little nub now. But
yeah. He's been putting his hair in a ponytail. So I have those little clear rubber bands, you know, little mini ones. And he was like, how do you put your hair in a ponytail? And so he had to, like, it was like us in, like, being five again, like, as girls, like, trying to figure out how to do our own hair. And I was just laughing. I was like, you want me to show you? And he's like, no, I don't figure it out. He's like, how do you make a twist around? It reminded me of myself as a child. But we saw a guy going to ALA that had, it was probably about Kevin's length, that had the ponytail, but then the sides were shorter, so, like, the center was long.
Yeah, that's
in a
yeah.
I'll probably do that.
I like that.
Cute. Yeah,
yeah, it's cool.
Kind of like a Miley Cyrus.
I think. I think all the ladies at the cons would start. Hey, Kevin.
All the ladies.
All of them.
Mm.
They're really into the shaved top knot Miley Cyrus situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the look.
The look of the 2015.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll just have to wear silver bodysuits now. And
yeah.
Oh, right.
She's around.
Already been wearing those.
Right. No, right.
We need
some
to
really
get
bright red lipstick.
We need to get Kevin in a cosplay, though. He's getting more willing. He's becoming more accepting to the fact that someday I will just put an outfit
on
him. It's been many, many, many months of work. If anyone has an idea of what you want this boy here to cosplay
Kevin
as, please call in now. through the hotline.
I know. Like, every time I see... I don't know. I feel like he could morph into anything, pretty much. He's skinny.
Not muscular enough for anything. Man, we can draw abs on.
Yeah,
here,
we can
maybe.
Just we can do some contouring and just ab you out. I mean, you know the swimming anime. I said we just need to put some tight swim trunks on him, and then some like swim goggles, and he could be one of those characters. Take your glasses off.
Swim cap.
No swim cap. No,
oh,
you gotta
right.
have
messy
that luscious hair.
Hair. Well, then I can't shave it and do a ponytail. You have one or the other. I can't do both.
It'll cosplay be, or yeah, hair.
One with a wig.
Yeah. He just puts like the same hair on top of his hair.
Yeah.
My regular hair back on. Yeah. Just after I shave it.
Construct a wig out of it.
Yeah.
Just glue it back on. Just yeah. Pick it back up off the floor. Hold
panels.
On.
Panels. No, we'll like put it on like a string and do that. Like,
oh.
The headband thing. We saw a commercial for extensions. Hair extensions, and I don't know what it's called, but it's like this clear headband, and then the bottom half has hair on it. So you just like put it on your hair head, and then the hair comes down this way. So we could do that with Kevin. Like, just put his hair on the back and put a headband on.
What?
Yeah, it sounds as confusing as I mean, it looks as confusing as I just explained.
Did it look good?
It looked surprisingly convincing for the
commercial,
though. Yeah.
So I don't know how it looked. It seemed like if I did it, you know, when you put a headband on in your hair and it kind of makes your hair like bunch a little bit.
Well, it wasn't a hairband. It looked like a rubber band or something.
It was a thin, like a fishing wire almost, yeah. But I think it was stretchy a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I could tell when one of the girls put it on, it made like a dent in her hair a little bit, and she had to like rustle her hair around. But I can't, I mean, do they have pink? Like, can I put some?
You
is
dye it.
It. Yeah. Is it real hair?
This one, when girls get extensions, they have to dye it.
Yeah.
To match their usually lavender.
We'll have Rebecca test it. It'll be
hair.
Like it'll be like these long straight curls
right.
With your hair.
Well, the second I start my job,
are you gonna start doing your hair?
Yeah.
Really?
It's gonna get awesome.
Professional.
I want
Rebecca got a professional job.
I'm gonna be a mermaid.
A mermaid.
I got a professional job, so I'm gonna get mermaid hair.
Maybe
she's
you
a
should
professional
just wear a wig.
Mermaid.
Just
I've done that.
Where?
It's not as fun.
Where?
I used to wear a wig.
Where?
At the B place. Yeah.
we can it's Borders.
They're not
in business anymore.
Borders. You
really?
Wear a wig there.
I was not present for that. I'm kind of upset. You were cosplaying at work.
Yeah. I have fake glasses too, and it was stupid because I wear real glasses. But no, for
Did
this
wear
instance,
contacts?
I wear contacts and fake glasses.
I really want someone to. I bet a cosplayer has done that.
Yeah.
They're like, my glasses aren't right. I need to. And then you have to put on contacts to put on fake glasses.
Yeah, but I mean, if your character has different glasses,
right,
you can
shape.
See that. But mine looked like. They looked like this.
That's even better.
It was much better.
What's the thought process for that?
Who can say?
I like how when we were allowed to dress up for Halloween, that was like the perfect cosplay opportunity, and all I did was got those really fancy vampire fangs that like mold around your tooth and then just like squirted blood on my face, and I was like, like I didn't put any effort into it. I just put fangs on and said, that's remember you and I were standing at the door handing out candy.
I loved that candy stupid thing. I had like a Harlequin outfit.
Yeah.
The little bloomers.
Yeah, see, you were cute. I just wore regular clothes and called myself a vampire. I'm pale enough, so it worked out. And
she
Twilight.
She's a young adult vampire.
Yeah,
right.
YA vampire.
Yeah, YA vampire.
You show up and go, I'm a vampire. And everyone's like, mm-hmm. All
right. I mean, Twilight was big at the time, so I
was
probably really
big.
Cool. True Blood was like out and. Vampires were so hot then.
Oh my god.
Those fangs were cool. If anyone's, I don't.
They were because they looked kind of yellow. Like they looked like
they
real
were real
teeth.
Yeah, they weren't like white. I feel bad because I want to tell people where I got them, but I can't remember. But you make like this gooby mixture and you dab it into the tooth and then you attach it onto your canines and you just hold it. You hold it really tight. Like you just press on it for like 2 minutes and then. It's on there, and then you can snap them off and set them back on, and they're just molded on your tooth shape. It was really. I mean, I don't know if anyone wants vampire fangs anymore, but and they have like different sizes. I went for the more demure, smaller fangs because my mouth is pretty tiny. I don't want like big ones. Like, Maybe in the link dump, I'll try to find it and post it. Because it was great. Vampire,
like, reusable teeth that are fitted for you.
Yeah, reusable teeth that are fitted to your teeth. Could you eat in them? No. Nah. You have to take them out. It got in the way. It didn't affect my speech or anything, but like, I don't know. It makes you kind
of tearing at a steak.
It just pops. It would just pop off, I think. You can't put too much pressure on it either way.
I was hoping there'd be like a click, like a very defined.
No, there is. It's like it like snugs into place. Yeah. And it doesn't like when you're sitting there talking or moving around, it doesn't like fall off. You have to like actively like pull it. But I think if you ripped a steak, it would just pop off.
That's disappointing.
Now we need to go to a steakhouse and do that.
Have them stare at you. Sir, are you okay?
It's just teeth flying everywhere.
All right. I think we should wrap it up. I think we're getting to our time limit.
Sorry, I got excited about vampire fangs. No. Thank you for listening to our third podcast with the trio here.
Yes.
I'm going to solicit anyone in the Seattle area wants to come hang out and do a podcast with us. You're more than welcome. You can contact us on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram,
Pinterest.
we have a Pinterest, Facebook, Tumblr, info@elitecosplay.com.
Snapchat.
We don't have a Snapchat.
We probably should have a Snapchat.
I tried to make one 2 weeks ago, anyways, but someone was turning me down.
I'm sorry. I'll make one. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Yep.
You.
Aww. You're
such a good friend.
Oh, my God. Yay. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.